to the Authentic Success Podcast, episode number 7. I'm Sean Tuttle. This is where we talk about being more productive with your most important creative work in a way that supports your health and well-being. In today's episode, I'm veering from the interview format because I want to talk about personal energy management, and more specifically, about drains to your energy that get in the way of your doing your best work and showing up how you want to be showing up in your life and in your work. Almost 2 years ago, I was driving home after an all-day client gig. It was about an hour and a half drive, and I was listening to podcasts along the way. And one that I was listening to a lot and still do is Todd Henry's Accidental Creative. And while this is a lot of his message, for some reason, it really sunk in that day. And the message was about designing your life, structuring your day and your work in order to support your most important work, your creative work. And like I said, he talks about that a lot. And for some reason, it sparked a chain of events that I just never would have thought possible, you know, at the beginning of the day. As I was thinking about it driving, I was realizing that my life was set up in any way but to support my most important creative work. I was spending a bunch of time managing my house because I had sole responsibility. I was offering services through my business that no longer reflected my interests. And this day-long client gig was one example of that. It paid the bills and I made money doing it. And it wasn't the work I wanted to keep on doing. But it's that I felt trapped in that space between needing to make money, but then in order to do that and spending all the time servicing my old clients, I wasn't having the time and the energy to be creating my new offerings. So I wasn't making the switch. In addition, I'm pretty active in, well, at the time, I was pretty active in my community, and I found myself committing to projects and helping people out with things that left me feeling very spread out, very, very thin. My energy was very diffused. And as a result, I did not spend time in that, you know, really delicious, satisfying creative space where, you know, you're bringing forth that work that only you can bring forth. And as a result, I was frustrated because I know what that feels like and I wasn't experiencing it. I wasn't getting the satisfaction of that really great heart-based work. No matter how much I did, how much I worked, I still felt unproductive because ultimately the work wasn't meaningful to me. It wasn't the stuff that really hit home. I realized that my lifestyle no longer suited me. I used to travel a bunch, and as I was driving home from Tahoe that day, I realized that I hadn't traveled hardly at all in the previous 8 years, and there were some other reasons for that. But I was starting to get antsy. And the worst part was that I felt like I was stagnant. Like there was just, things weren't really moving. I wasn't feeling really inspired and motivated. And I think that this a lot comes back to, again, the fact that I wasn't engaging in those creative spaces that would result in the work that I wanted to bring forth into the world. I wanted more space in my schedule. I wanted a more spacious lifestyle. What resulted from that contemplation was a complete turning upside down of my life. Within 6 months, less than 6 months actually, because I think that was in September. So by January, I had rented out my house, had wrapped up my local commitments, and on February 4th, found myself on a plane going to Mexico for a writing and meditation retreat. And that first 10-day retreat began my adventure as a location independent entrepreneur. I ended up spending 4 months in Mexico and then spent the winter in Thailand. So it was about 3.5 months in Thailand. It took about a year to discover what the new direction for my business was going to be, the business model that would support that, as well as the structure of my time, as well as the practices that would support me in taking things to the next level. What I've come to learn is that offerings that no longer serve me or commitments that don't light me up, these are just tips of the iceberg of the drains and distractions that prevent me from being who I want to be in my business and in the world. Now, I'm still location independent, and I'm still being very, very careful about what I commit to, what I bring into my life, because I understand so clearly that diffusing my energy makes it harder to do what's important to me, and I'm happy to report that I'm no longer frustrated that I'm not spending time on my most important stuff because my whole life is centered around it. So I feel productive at the end of the day, satisfied with the work that I am getting done, and really feeling fulfilled at how streamlined my thought process gets to be. You might be thinking, what is all this talk about my most important work? I mean, if I get through the day and my business is fine, then what's the problem? The issue is the quality of your experience. When energy is scarce, it will automatically be channeled to the most critical functions. This is basic neurological science here. One of the first functions to be ignored in your brain is that creative space. And when I say creative space, what I mean is that sweet time when you get to focus on the activities that will manifest your vision. These are the activities that grow your business, that put you in front of the right people, that help you have the right connections and take advantage of the right opportunities. This is when the little stuff drops away. It's when work becomes easy and fluid. It's when brilliant ideas pop up and you have no idea where they came from. It's when your inner critic finally takes a vacation from its incessant chatter. It's when you lose track of time. And it's when your zone of genius flows like nobody's business. This is when you shine. It's the doorway to creating the work that brings the most value to your tribe and to the world. This is when you do the work that you want to be known for, that you want your legacy to be based on. And after being in a great creative space session, you're blessed with a fulfilling sense of being on purpose. And really, in the context of your daily life, I believe that this is the ultimate being on purpose, because it's the closest we get to realizing our soul's presence in a practical way in daily life. And bringing your soul to work is how we create meaningful business. The world needs us doing more of this work, not less. In my story, I mentioned some big drains that I just put a halt to by flipping my life upside down. Obviously, that is not the only way. There are so many ways, unfortunately, that our energy gets drained on a day-to-day basis because they keep us playing small. The question that I want to pose to you is, what's getting in the way of your doing the work that is most meaningful and important to you? Drains on your energy come in so many shapes and sizes and forms. Here are just a few. So I just want to get the ball rolling and identify one. Identify one thing that you can make change in. One example, if you're an introvert, staying out and about after you've hit your out quota, huge drain on your energy. Another example, toxic relationships. Spending time with someone who you call a friend, even though you feel bad about yourself after spending time with them, huge energy drain. Another example, self-defeating patterns. Repeatedly spending too many hours in front of your computer without getting up to stretch, eat, or drink water leaves you ending up feeling fried, uninspired, or on digital overload, making it hard to get sleep at a decent time. Another example, even allowing yourself to be consumed by comparisonitis, which is comparing yourself to other people who are further along, leaving you feeling inadequate because that other person is so admirable. Drains can come in all directions. And their common theme there is they make us feel like crap. They do not help us show up how we want to show up. And when we show up in power, in presence, in our confidence, we can find solutions for anything, absolutely anything. So whether they're big changes or small changes, whatever you're comfortable with, when you see something that's getting in your way, what is the next step in removing that distraction, removing that drain from your life? What's getting in the way of you being the most fantabulous, awesome, on purpose, confident being that you were born to be? I hope this episode has triggered some productive ideas to live more fully. If you think this is something that you'd like to explore more deeply, this idea of energy management, there's a link to my energy management intensive program in the show notes. That's it for this episode. Dawn Tuttle signing off with a reminder to live, love, and be you.